On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we can talk some more Niners and maybe jump into the Warriors. I play the Utah Jazz tonight.
You going?
No.
Oh, yeah, you ain't feeling too well.
I got to get healthy.
Yeah.
I'm going to get a haircut today, though.
Theraflu.
Yeah, sure.
Are you taking any meds?
Just a lot of water.
All right.
Vitamin C.
Hey, recognize gang, man.
What does that have to do with anything?
That's the name of the song. Gang, recognize gang, man.
Another great lyric from the hip hop community.
Hey, did you say you knew somebody named Icebox who apparently sold Ayuk his jewelry?
No, it's different Icebox.
Oh, okay. I was like, Steiny.
I know an Icebox who's a security guard at Chase, and he also was a pro roller derby dude back in the day.
Your boy's bad on some skates.
Who?
Me.
I'm sure you are.
I used to roller skate. Now, I do have to say this. I was out at the Oracle, Steiny. We got major love. People could just throw tapes. It was some, make sure you tell Steiny that you, yourself and myself help guys and gals get through the day. I heard that at least four times. I'm delivering the message to you. Put me in a good mood.
Nice.
Up until the ball tip.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Let's go to Austin in Redwood City.
Austin
wants to talk about Brandon Ayuk.
Hey, yo, hey, this Brandon Ayuk thing, I really don't care.
Oh.
It's between both parties. Both parties being petty. One party thinks he deserved his contract for the projection that he put on the field, and the other one feel like he didn't. So they made it to a point where, hey, you do something wrong in this contract, we're going to avoid this contract. The Niners is just being, they don't want to pay nobody. We had a chance to get Davante Adams, and he said it himself. They being cheap with their money. So what makes you think they want to give Brandon Ayuk the money if they wasn't trying to give it to Adams?
But Austin, they already gave it to him.
But they gave it to him, but in that contract somewhere in the line, they say, hey, you make this mistake. We go veto this. And that's exactly what happened.
Mm.
Exactly what happened. So, hey, on to the next.
Thanks, Austin. Ricky Pearsall.
Tonight.
Ricky
need
Pearsall.
Him tonight, yeah. Big game for McCaffrey against his former team. I just don't think he did anything to get it void.
Of course he did.
Nah, Steiny. If he did, they wouldn't want his ass back at all this season. Nobody's that, I don't want to use the word, desperate. I mean, I believe this is something he said, or he wasn't showing up to meetings or all that stuff. He was just on an island like Gilligan, basically like, do what you got to do. But he didn't rob a bank or break into any, like, what could he have done for them to void and us not know something, you know, if he did something stupid off the field while he was rehabbing? I don't believe that to be the case.
Well, we have no idea.
He almost got traded. They should have traded him. And I think those chickens are coming home to roost. But the one positive, if this thing is, this relationship is severed, what you said early, they could get up out of this contract, which, hey, Brandon, if you're listening, I'm rooting for you. But if you were, this was NASDAQ, Stoney, and I had to bet on stock, I think the stock is down. This was a catastrophic injuries this dude suffered. So I say that to say, was he ever going to be what he was? And now maybe that'll be on somebody else's dime.
Yeah, I mean, we have no idea what happened. And it's clear that Kyle Shanahan and the 49ers have no interest in explaining to us what happened. Something happened in July. And, I mean, what I don't understand is, like, it seems to me like they still think he might play this year. Or at least they're putting that out there publicly.
Doesn't that just dispel what you're saying, that he must have did something so faulty to where they voided the contract, but yet they'd be okay with him coming back? To me,
they voided next year.
I understand.
Okay, so now he's just
on him doing something wrong.
Right.
That's why I don't think it's that. For them to accept him back, oh, you did something wrong, you're done next year, but you can come finish these games with us.
Well, I mean, it could be the same as Juwan Jennings. I mean, he's not under contract next year, right? This is his last year.
But he didn't sign his name on a contract for the future, Stoney, giving him 24-9 next.
He redid his thing last year, or this past season, I think. All I'm saying is, I mean, so you don't believe that
something
Shanahan
happened?
No, you don't believe that Shanahan would use him this year. I think he would.
No, I totally believe that.
Okay.
That's what tells
me. Go.
Yeah, my intel tells me, okay, Brandon didn't do something that was so wrong that they wouldn't want him back any shape, form, or fashion. I'm saying Brandon is telling us, I ain't coming back. And you said something, you know, you went to July. Something did happen. He almost got traded. And it's kind of crazy that they, you know, we get the story of Kyle yanking the cord out to stop the facts from going through. Maybe he should have let it go through. So maybe something happened. That's what happened. And Ayuk never got over that. But all the accounts we hear, wherever they were going to trade him, he didn't want to go to Pittsburgh. He didn't want to go here or there. But now it seems like he's willing to go anywhere but the Bay.
I mean, he might have pulled a brilliant Steven Jackson.
Oh man!
Signed a contract and said trade me, or maybe he,
like, it looks that way from my vantage point. And people could be like, "Oh, cool, you know." But yeah, you're right. We don't know. But Stoney, you don't tell player A, "Hey, your contract's over next season. But come back for these, how many games you got in you?" It don't, to me, I wouldn't want that dude back at all if he did something so egregious. You know, that's just me.
Well, Kyle will use him if I think he thinks he can help.
This reeks of Steven Jackson to me, Stoney. It really does. I signed it. I won't out.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah, no.
Did you hear me?
Yeah, that's why I'm giving you the point.
Oh, no, I don't need the point.
What?
I don't need the point.
Good lap.
888-957-9570 is the number. Oh,
see, what we got?
408.
I've been focused on you today. What do we got?
I don't like either when Guru says 49ers should have won the Super Bowl because they should have lost to Green Bay and they should have lost to Detroit.
I didn't tell you. I read that during the break.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, that hit. Let's just say that. I got you.
Warriors play the Jazz tonight, Goo. And the Warriors right now 9-9. They've lost 3 in a row. And
Horford's out for the foreseeable future.
3 games.
With he has what LeBron has, sciatica. And then what about the cryptic video from Steve Kerr at the presser saying Jonathan not can barely walk? I'm paraphrasing. He's not moving well at all.
Did Jonathan practice?
Kind of. He did a few things. Yeah.
Is he? Just any,
I don't know where he, like, he's got to tell you where he is. I mean, he didn't do anything. We did, like, kind of, we didn't do scrimmages, but we did live drill work, and he barely did any of that. So, not moving well. So, training staff is working with him. You know, I have no idea when he's going to play.
Like, man, I'm a diehard, Stoney. What I saw Friday is a team that needs their 23-year-old quick, fast, in a hurry. I'm not saying he's going to ail all their problems, but Portland looked younger. They looked faster. They were taller. Klingon looked like Shaq. This thing, Steinie, has the ingredients to get out of hand fast. And I'm going to say this. This team is reminding me right now on Friday and the last few games of what it looked like before Jimmy got here. And now this is happening with
right.
Well, now it's happening with Jimmy here.
Yeah.
What's the next move?
They play Utah tonight. They got to try to get a win to get to 10-9.
Not going to be. Utah gave the Lakers all that and some last night. Everybody laughing. Warriors minus 14.5 tonight.
Yeah, but it's going to be a tough game. Stop shaking your head, Corey. No, I mean.
What do you see or what are you not seeing? Don't always put it on me.
I'm seeing kind of what I was worried about that we might see. I mean.
Are you seeing it sooner than you thought?
First of all, let me be clear on a couple things.
Yeah. You said it at the summit.
As we talk about the season, okay, Kuminga's, he's missed 6-7 games?
Good Lord, yeah.
Big deal. He's not in this one. He just isn't.
But you need him, Steinie.
No, you don't.
He's young.
You don't
need
him.
He's athletic.
Yeah.
He's tall.
You don't need him.
You need him. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, if you need him.
You need him bad.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
What are you grinning about?
I'm great. This guy, I'm just, first of all, why are we talking about him? He's not playing tonight.
Well,
seriously.
Because they're devoid in what he represents.
Which is what?
Youth, athleticism, and power. We have none of that.
You act as though he's a difference maker. And he's not.
Steinie, our point of attack defense is non-existent.
Right, and he doesn't do that well either. He doesn't do that well either.
Well, he ain't a cone.
I mean,
be up 11 against Portland and have them run us down and just second chance points win by a Steinie, I'm worried. That's all I'm going to say to you. I ain't going to yell. I'm worried, man. And for what you said, this is what you expected. Are you seeing warts or things that you thought you would see sooner than you thought? And maybe that's what – this is what was discouraging me is the signs are early. They're happening early.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, they are. And what, Draymond's questionable tonight?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah, Draymond's questionable. Butler probably is deciding right
Jimmy
now.
Jimmy called people out, though.
Oh, there you go.
No, about the defense, Donnie. Yeah. It's not there.
Yeah. This is Jimmy Butler.
I'm always optimistic, but I'm also honest and a truth teller. We can beat individuals on some nights whenever we're scoring the basketball, but you can't always bank on shots going in for whatever reason why. You always have to be able to guard. You know, until we get back to guarding and taking when people score on us personally, we'll be in some I don't know, what's the word? We'll be in some funk for a while. But I think we can snap out of it. We're finna practice, too, so that's good. Do some closeout drills, play some one-on-one, see who got what.
Well, I know two guys that aren't practicing. Tito Horford and Kuminga. And now you're telling me Dre is questionable.
Dre and Butler? Questionable?
Just Draymond for now.
Oh, okay,
no word
good.
Yet on Butler, but Draymond does have the foot issue. He's questionable right now.
And he's taking the ball out of a rim a whole lot, too.
Yeah.
And real quick, Steinie, where would they have been Friday night without Pods? I thought Pods saved them. They kept them in that game. But where would they be? Like, Steph Curry, it's not fair to ask this dude to be Clark Kent every damn night. And he ain't Clark Kent on defense. It's on offense. Boy, Steinie, I'm telling you, man.
Yeah, what?
If I had the money, I might slip you whatever we bet. But the Laker bet, I'm looking good. It's early. But
yeah.
I have not been this down. Yeah, I was last year. This early.
You were down on him 6 days ago. Then you were up on him. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1, San Francisco on Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
I drove home. It was a somber drive home, Steinie, and I'm being real. I am starting to think about the architect behind why this team is devoid of size, why you let Looney go, or thought you could, why you don't have a lot of other guys that could create their own shot. I thought of Mike Dee, Steinie. I thought of Mike Dunleavy. Like, this team was put together, and right now it doesn't look like it matches. There's not a lot of sequence to what the Warriors are trying to do. And Stoney Portland got everything in the paint. And second chance points, it felt like it was 50-0. And that's a continuance of what we're seeing from this team. So that's why I was just taking issue with practice. Maybe that cuts down on it, but man, there's got to be another move made.
But who, for whom?
The guy that's not playing, Kuminga.
Well, think about what they're going to get for him.
Wow,
it's not going to be a lot.
Wow,
let's go to Big Smooth in Oakland. Hey, Big Smooth, how you doing, man?
Talk to me, Smooth. Man,
I'm not doing too good. I love you for being honest. Okay, where do we start?
Yes.
We're really short, okay? We were short last year. How about boxing people out?
Mm.
How about that? How about playing some defense and stop standing around and watching people just walk to the rim? These are things, man, that personnel can't help.
Mm.
You gotta have a want to in you, man. I don't see the want to. And you're calling Pops Clark Kent. Okay. All right. He had a good game.
No, I was calling Curry Clark Kent. I said Pod say, oh, help Curry. Save him. Yeah.
Okay. There you go. I was about to say. Yeah. Look, it looks like we're just waiting on Curry to go nuclear every game. And Jimmy's right, man. Jimmy's right. This is not Warrior ball, man. Listen, maybe when we need Seth Curry. I never thought I'd say this. We need Seth Curry. We need DeAndre Melton because he's a ball handler. He can play some defense. Hopefully his body will hold up. I don't know. But I still think there's a – listen, I know we're not getting marketing. I know we're not getting a groundbreaking center, but we need some more size, man.
Wow.
We need somebody who can rebound, who wants to rebound, who happens to be over 6'8". Can we get that, man? Because, yeah, we got the 7-footer – And post, but he doesn't really like to go in there and put his nose in the middle of it. Dude, I guess why I'm sad, I'm depressed, is because reality sunk in. We're not very good, man.
I'm with you. Hey,
we're
real quick, Smoothie. What about Caleb Love dropping a career high 26 like he
that's
was Dame Lillard?
Where are these guys coming from? That's coming into the league doing that, and our guys can't do that. This is what's frustrating, Goo. We got random guys. I can't believe I love them in Arizona. How come our guys can't do what he's doing now?
Man.
Where's our young Thundercats? How come they're not doing that?
Wow. Steiny, what you got for
well, they're champ.
Pray for me, man. Yeah. Pray for me, man.
All right.
No, I'm with you. Same chapel.
I mean, you know how.
You didn't say anything. We need some help.
Well,
now finish that. You were going somewhere.
They think.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
They've thought for the last 3 years they're a title team. And that means they were hard on the rookies. And that means the rookies and the young players don't play as much for the Warriors as they do for these other teams that are now starting to emerge. And now what we're finding is other teams got younger players that are ahead of our younger players because our younger players didn't play as much as them because we are hell-bent and infatuated on winning a fifth ring for Steph that is pretty unrealistic, but we're still sticking to it.
They came into that game and losers of 4 in a row. Portland did and felt comfortable.
Yeah, Portland's beaten you twice. And wow, it's because they're athletic as hell.
I just hate here. Like, I know, no, seriously, Stanley, like, you're in trouble every night then if athletic is where you're lacking. Athleticism.
Right.
Whole league is filled of, I mean, Love was doing whatever he wanted and he wasn't by himself, but it's just like another episode of random dude gives it to the Warriors while we're at full strength. Everybody but Kuminga. Boy. Stein, we could get in a hole early, man, if this keeps going.
Yeah, but here's the one thing I don't want to do is We can't pretend like right now we're discovering they're old. And right now we're discovering they're small. And right now we're discovering they're not very athletic. And right now we're discovering that their entire roster doesn't have a player in his prime on the team. They don't have one player in his prime on the team.
And
right?
I want to say Kuminga's not
there.
I'm not.
He ain't there.
I'm not.
So let me ask a
what
question.
What do you do then?
Let me ask a question to Warrior fans. When's the last time, you know, a team won a title without players in their prime?
It has not happened.
Okay, then why'd you think they were going to win 50-plus games and go to the Western Conference
because
Finals?
Because they figured out who they were last year after Jimmy, 23-8, whatever the record was, Donnie, and they were causing fits. And their defensive metrics, they were the number one ranked defense the second half of the season. Now, why do you laugh? Happened.
Yeah.
So what's changed? Why is the lion not jumping for the steak like it was last year with this collective of talent?
Can somebody answer Goose's question?
Why are we feel like we're getting exploited every night?
Because you are.
Quentin Jackson. I still ain't forgot Steiny Friday. I can't get. How worried should Lakeup and Mike D be about this the state of their team?
It's nothing they haven't planned for. I mean, like, that's the bottom line, is the way everything is set up right now for the Golden State Warriors, if this thing goes south, they'll pivot. They've got a 2-year window, and maybe we'll find out after the first half of the year of year one that they're going to pull the plug. It's possible.
Wow.
It's absolutely possible. But I don't know what pull the plug means. You know, I don't know if you...
Well, what machine do you have outside of Steph? Hey, and let me tell you, I'm the biggest Jimmy Butler fan, Steiny, but I'm telling you, man, he ain't stressing nobody out to guard with his game offensively, and he's not what he was 4 years ago on the defensive end. So that's why I just took issue Friday, and I was out of pocket just a bit, just judging myself, because I was like, you know, Steiny does have a point. Maybe I am holding on to the past. But man, oh man, partner, it just seems like it is easy to score on this team, especially when there's no damn size.
Or athleticism.
Point of attack defense, we are an F. Steiny, I meant F. You talking score. Like, everybody, oh, they're going to come in Utah. Like, I'm going to be at the game. I'm taping the game. I'm turning the phone off.
Mm-hmm.
They better take care of business. But Steiny is getting to the point to where, 127 points, and Portland's missing dudes.
This is Jimmy Butler after the loss to Portland.
We're just not guarding nobody.
Wow.
From what I can tell, I haven't been here long, but that's never been the formula here. Not to win a championship. You got to take each and every matchup personal. Yeah, help's going to be there, but we got to do way better guarding on that side of the ball. It's everything, because you're not taking anything away. You're not taking the paint away. You're not taking away layups, free throws, lobs, threes.
Wow.
So we don't know where they're going to get a shot from, but tonight they was getting whatever shot they wanted.
He said every level of the floor. And Stoney, Buddy Hield, 16 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm rooting for Buddy. I love him, Stoney. There was nothing. Like, it's cute thinking, okay, he'll just snap out of this. But I don't know if he has what needs to be around him for to snap out of this. And I'm not just blaming Buddy. But man, oh man. We started a starting five, Richard, Moody, Curry, Green, Butler. Itty bitty itty. We're small, man. And we're doing nothing in regard to athleticism to make up for that height disadvantage.
I mean,
I ain't been this down in a while about Warrior basketball.
I guess, like, and it won't be the first time I've brought this up, but again,
did
Warrior fans just, when we say they were small and they're not very athletic and they're older, like,
they played the motion offense.
Did you think people who say this are lying? Like, do you think that the people who say this team's old, unathletic, and small, like, why would you think that those things just vanish?
Because they showed us last year they had a formula for it. But now it's happening fast, and I don't know what's happening. Steiny.
I mean,
you can lose, but there's just anybody that's watching basketball on this team, just it's the same story over and over. We got cement feet when it comes to loose balls. We can't create a shot if it's not Steph.
I mean, honestly.
And now, like, we're not guarding anybody.
Okay, well then give up on this Western Conference Finals.
I'll never do that.
Why?
Because then I have to pay you.
No, you don't. You're going to lose the bet for 50 wins. You might win the Lakers bet.
Well, no, Stoney, the front office can do something. They're 9-9.
What can they do?
What's
attractive on this team? Like, who on this team is another team saying, let's get that guy?
It's only Kuminga.
And it's not even him. There's no clamor for Kuminga. Get ready to get disappointed when Kuminga gets traded.
Wow.
Because who would give up anything? Who would give up anything for Kuminga at this point? I wouldn't. That's just me.
And the joke, real quick, go ahead.
I'm done.
The joke was, or the whispers, or the dirty little secrets pasta was, they've won three games without Kuminga. And you weren't saying it, but where's that at? Now it's like they need him. And Kerr's saying the 23-year-old is not moving well? Bilateral knee tendonitis?
He is the lead. Like,
Stoney, he's not.
He
you're
doesn't
in denial.
Matter right now. He's hurt.
But what he possesses is what this team needs.
If you think Jonathan Kuminga is the difference between this team being 9-9 and this team being a 4 seed, then I'm out.
This is what they lost 127-123. He's the difference of them winning that damn game.
If you think
127-123.
If you think so, I don't think so at all.
Wow.
I see a guy who doesn't impact winning enough at all. And like, I don't know why we're talking about Kuminga. He can't play. He's not playing.
But it's apparent that you miss him.
No, it isn't. Not to me. I don't think you're missing him. 888-957-9570. Are we missing Kuminga?
You got to give him something. They're missing him a bit. You got to give him that.
And what exactly are they missing?
Athleticism, power, a guy that can score, attack the rim, play above the rim.
Yeah.
Point of attack.
One out of seven games he does that. I'm not going to rip Kuminga, but I can't talk about him.
Mm.
He's not in this one. This Wednesday is your chance to win great prizes every single hour, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Warrior tickets, AC/DC tickets, Warrior bobbleheads, and much more. That's this Wednesday, every hour starting at 6 a.m. It's our Thanksgiving blowout right here on 95.7 The Game.
Dub Nation, this is Will Richard coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, here's what's going on the next hour or two. We'll talk a little Warriors between now and 12:40. And then at about 12:50, we will replay our interview with Joe Buck. We talked to Joe Buck very early in the show today.
He was great.
10:15. He's on the call tonight for Carolina against the 49ers, Monday Night Football on ESPN. And we'll play that again as a way to get back into the Niners, who play the Carolina Panthers tonight at Levi Stadium.
Yeah, I can't wait. And I know you hate this, but the playoffs for the Niners, to me, Stoney, have started. So tonight, you got a hungry Carolina team trying to keep their hopes alive.
Now, do we know they're hungry?
I would assume from the math.
They might be complacent after their best win of the year last week.
But that's not enough. They're looking up at the Niners. This would be like, oh, man, we got some traction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Let's go to Chris in San Jose.
Chris.
Hey, Chris, what's going on, man?
Good morning. Happy holidays, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Let me lay it out for you, and I hope you're sitting down and you're not standing.
Oh. All right.
Google, you're right. The Warriors do not play above the rim. Number two, 75% of all rebounds are taken a foot below the rim. Now, you know, during the combines, they time the athletes' lateral movement.
Okay.
And their footwork. Well, when our little guys, Louie, GP3, and who's the guy with the clown hair, Podsy, when they come in, they get handsy because their footwork is lacking. So they put their hands, as soon as they cross half court, the other guy, they put their hands and they push, push, grab, grab, push, push. So why are we out-rebounded? Because we're not boxing out footwork. So we're not rebounding at all. Last thing, when we're supposed to be setting the screen, we're what, second, third in the league in the most moving screen violations? Because our feet don't know how to set screen. Set the screen. Don't start, set the screen, then start moving. Our footwork is lacking. That comes from the scouting department. Give me a coach seat. Let me see everything one time, and I'll come back and say we're too small and we have no post defense. Our footwork stinks.
Wow. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call.
I mean, did he tell any lies, Donnie? Like, I need you, the basketball connoisseur, man.
You don't want me. You say you want me, then I deliver for you, and it's never enough. It's really quite simple.
You sound like
you
the
don't
missus
want
the house.
Me. What do you need from me, Goo? Tell me what you need from me.
To just admit that you're surprised. Let me go here. That you could tell me what this team, and I can do it and echo it, what they don't have, but they concocted it last season.
Well, that
propelled them to defensive metrics to where everybody took notice. I'm starting to wonder, is that a want and a will? And one last thought before I throw it back. Stoney, this is the most sobering thought I had driving home from that game. I was disgusted. If this were to keep up, Steve Kerr could be the next Bob Myers. Why would he want to stay around this? And I mean that from the bottom of my heart. I thought about Steve Kerr and what he has to work with or what he doesn't. And if you're right in telling me this can't be turned around with what they currently have.
You said it couldn't be turned around.
Then, Steiny, I'm starting to wonder how much Steve Kerr would want to stay around this.
This is playing out exactly like they thought it would play out. This is what they planned for. That if the season gets sideways, and it's not sideways yet. They're still 9-9. It's early. But if the season, if after 40 games, they're 18-22, what do we do? Well, guess what? We'll pivot. And next year, Steve Kerr won't be the coach of this team.
We've
talked about Steve Kerr and his contract situation a lot this year. And it is obvious to me that he does not want to commit to being the coach next year. And the Warriors do not want to commit to having him be the coach next year.
Wow.
Well, how come? Well, they want to see if they're going to be any good next year. And if they're not good this year, how the hell are they going to be good next year?
But how do you have Steph, Jimmy, and Dre and you're not good?
Because they're old. They are old.
Well, maybe that's the part I'm having trouble dealing with.
Like, here's the other thing that, like, and I hate to do it because Steph's been fine, but when you have him making 62 and Butler making 55, you're talking about two of the highest players in the entire league. They're not two players who are like top five players. So your best players aren't as good as the other as other teams' best players.
I'm breaking out in hives, and the reason I am, Steiny, oh my gosh, if you're right, then it makes trading for Jimmy. What were you doing if it's not going to get you close to a
Guru,
top?
What they were doing
52,
was,
and he ain't
Guru,
giving you 52. Steiny.
You know exactly what they were doing and what they are doing, and you were fine with it. They're doing every single thing they can for one player, Steph Curry, and they've done that for two or three straight years. They have that. What's been the Warrior strategy? Anything? It's been anything and everything for Steph Curry.
Okay. I'm with you.
Well, here's where
you
got to
keep going. Because
okay,
it's
well,
apparent
they don't complain
that
they can't
enough.
Move, they can't win.
But no, it's apparent now that that's not enough.
Okay,
and like
so
Butler,
you can't just say, okay, well, we're going to get a star in here. You know, I mean, it's the...
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Like, this is the price they're paying for.
Steiny, if I watch Jimmy just dribble past the paint, right, left, north, south, not going to the bucket again, I'm just like, dude, what you're looking for, and yeah, you want to pass and give it to some, you got to cook. You got to put it on the stove, man, even if you miss it. But Steiny, I'm watching him look at this length and get detoured. Like, oh, man.
This is Steve Kerr after the loss Friday.
Well, you overcome it with execution and hitting bodies, rebounding-wise. And, you know, we tried to...
Let me set this up better. This is on the team being small. And how do you make up for this size discrepancy?
Well, you overcome it with execution and hitting bodies, rebounding wise. And, you know, we tried to play big more in the second half. Obviously, we started Quentin for Will, and then we played Trey some. So we tried to just keep our bigger guys out there. Yeah, give them credit. They played a great second half.
Steve Kerr?
We have no big presence. We got some bigs, but we have no big presence. And I'm not going to sit here and stand. You can laugh at me all you want. And I told you guys, we're going to miss Looney. And when I said Looney, he's not Shaq. I'm not saying that. But damn it, he would eat up some rebounds and get you a rebound. And we brought in Tito Horford. Hey, it is what it is. And now he's got sciatica. But just, we don't have a tradition. We don't have a big, man.
So do you think the Warriors would be – three games better with Kevon Looney?
I
don't.
Man. And I love that number. But what the hell? I'm going to say yeah. I think you win that game against Portland Friday. A couple offensive boards, defensive boards to get them from doing what they were doing. Offensive board and a kick out that's killing us. And you see a dude in a Warrior jersey running out to the shooter. And, of course, he makes it. I'm just down. I'll get over it. But I like tonight. I really believe Utah, with that athleticism and their ability to score the ball, how the hell are they 14-point underdogs?
Probably because, I don't know, what's their record? 4-13? Well, let's go to Tom in Sonoma. Let's talk about Kuminga.
Tommy.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Steiny.
Hey.
Talk to you, Steiny, real fast, man. Okay. You know, I've been in medicine for 40 years.
Nice.
You're around 50 years old, man. You've got to get your influenza shot. You get that vaccine, man, you won't get sick.
Okay.
Get it every year, and I don't get sick. So,
this is
FYI.
So this is different than the COVID test. It's just a regular flu shot.
It's an influenza shot. Influenza is a virus, man.
Okay.
So viruses penetrate the cell. Bacteria clings to the cell. That's why you take antibiotics versus viruses. You got to flush them.
Okay, gotcha.
But if you get your influenza, man, you might get, like, I got a little sniffles, but hell, I didn't get sick.
Nice.
Okay.
Noted.
Okay, so start thinking of, all right, man. Cause we want you around, dude.
Thank you.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Kuminga has checked out, and I'll tell you why he's checked out. Because he knows he's coming off the bench, and he's not wanting that. He wants a trade, dude. He wants out of here. Kerr, I don't think he wants to coach next year, because he already sees this team disintegrating into hell, okay? That's all I got to say, guys. It's going to be a tough season, no matter how you cut it.
Well, thanks, Tom. Appreciate the call.
No, Evan and I had that same conversation. He was bragging about the flu shot, and he never gets sick. And I go, well, you got sick this time. But it was one. It was a fluke one, but he got the shot, too.
This is from the 530. I need to find someone that looks at me the way Guru looks at Kevon Looney. You love you some Looney.
No, I don't like what we got in regard to the bigs right now. That's all. Just give me – sorry, I'm not asking for much, 2010. Go gobble up some damn boards. We're getting killed on the glass. You see it? And Post, I like Steiny, but he ain't your traditional big. He's there to shoot it. So that's kind of gimmicky to expect the big stuff from him. He's giving you something when the ball's going in. Horford, this was the last team we needed to get Horford. You know that.
Well, it's in fairness, it's easy to say now. It is, and maybe he'll...
But I didn't like it when it was announced.
Well, remember, it was never really announced because he just kind of hung around. You know, he was like kind of the guy who hangs outside the bar, but he can't get in the bar. And they just say, just wait out here for a little bit, and we'll call your name, Al, when we're ready. Al.
But what about my assessment of Draymond? It just seems like he's taking the ball out of the hoop. And I'm not saying it's he's getting beat. It's just he's taking the ball out of the hoop a whole lot, man.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to go home.
Steve Kerr, the offensive rebounds on Friday.
Yeah, that's the game. A lot of them turned into threes. A couple of Caleb Love's threes were off offensive boards. 28-10 second chance points. So that's the game. They're an athletic team, even missing a couple of their guys. They're super athletic. They crash, put a lot of pressure on us. And, yeah, that was a difference.
I'm really starting to think about his future, man. If I misread this thing, Donnie, and you were right and you end up being right, and this can be something that I didn't even think was on the table or the bingo card, I mean, Steve Kerr could – I mean, I don't want this at all, but I couldn't ignore. I'm thinking he's probably just like, man, I just want to know where we get gas at. Where do we go get put back on the charger? And if these practices – practice, if this is what it's going to be in help, then I can't wait to watch tonight because you had a couple days off. But, man, Stoney, I know I'm just – I'm stunned, man. It's like a prize fight. You get staggered, you shake it off and come back. I'm stunned. But what I'm worried about is that magical potion or button that I thought we could hit may not be working.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, and what would it take for you to lower your expectations for this team?
Lose three of the next four or four of the next six, and it just looked like this is who we are. It ain't changing, Goose.
So at 9-9, you're not ready to lower expectations?
No, but I'm hurt on that. That this is not good, and it's the way another random dude from the G League or the practice squad put it on us. And he put it on us because we have nothing to roll out there defensively, Stoney.
Nope.
The point of attack defense with this team is non-existent. And I'm going to say this. But you got past it last. How did you manipulate it last year to where it wouldn't kill you? That's what's blowing me away.
It was all new. One, two, they had a common focus, which was to win games as soon as Jimmy Butler got there. So they played with a sense of urgency. They're too old to play with urgency from November through April.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I think that's what we're finding out. And, you know, they got off to a 5-1 start, and we just thought the problems went away, or their age wasn't going to be an issue, or their lack of size wasn't going to be an issue. It's going to be an issue, and it's going to be an issue all year.
All right.
It just is.
Okay. But this is where I think you need to meet me halfway or more than halfway. And it's okay if you don't, because I know you probably won't. But the bottom line is I'm hearing every word that comes out your mouth. I'm watching every minute of Warrior basketball. We've all determined the same things. We just heard Tom from Sonoma, and it's real. But it's the only thing that I have to default to is when – Jonathan Kuminga comes back. That's better than not having that as an option to inject us.
I don't know.
Because I would be on the ground had he been available and this was still happening. I'm hoping just his reemergence until he gets traded or not.
You do realize he was terrible when he got hurt. He played five good games this year.
I'm giving you that.
Okay, well... But
doesn't mean he couldn't bounce back from the slump.
Of course he can bounce back from the slump, but do you really think Kuminga is... Well, I don't even want to talk about Kuminga.
I'm hoping.
That's right. And listen...
Just give me something for admitting I'm desperate.
You're desperate. And, like, you're out of ammunition if you're down to Jonathan Kuminga is going to come back and we're going to take off. I'll tell you what, Risotto, do me a favor. I want you to make this announcement because I want Guru to hear it from you, not me.
What?
All right, Goo. From Anthony Slater of ESPN, Draymond Green is out tonight with a right foot sprain.
Listen.
Warriors are without Green, Horford, and Kuminga versus the Jazz.
Mm. How you doing, Gil?
I just have a grin that you two can see me. Oh, no. I mean, I can't. His foot's sprained.
Yeah, it is. It's sprained, Gil. So he's not going to play tonight.
Wow.
No, it's not a wow. An old player who's got a sprained ankle.
And guess the young guy that has bilateral knee tendonitis can't step in and do something. Stoney, I'm being real. This is teetering now. Now it's just wow. That's all I got is wow.
But it's not a wow. I feel bad for you right now.
I mean, it's the whole building, the Dub Nation. Don't just feel bad for me.
Bob, but you're I'm closer to you. No, like, I'm your I don't care about Dub Nation. They go through hell and back. I don't really care. I care about you. I care about my man. And Dub Nation will be fine. They got four rings.
And to think real quick, Johnny, 6 weeks ago at the start of the season when we kind of talked about it, we badminton, we threw it back and forth about Steve Kerr and his future. I was like, nothing to see here because he can't walk away from, and I'm being honest, this promise of what the Warriors are going to do. They're going to pick right up where they left off from the Minnesota series or getting there. And, yeah, we're old, but you know we know how to manipulate our age.
How? How do you manipulate age?
The way they did it last year. But now you're telling me there was a sense of urgency and it was natural because the season was damn near over and they needed to get going. But now they're looking at this season, and this is just me thinking, I think Jimmy's the leader of this. We got 82 games of this, and that to me is just – but
maybe they should have thought about this.
It's about
when they put four guys 36 or older together.
It's about Steve Kerr, Scotty. I'm getting worried, man. That he got the pass to say night-night, and he could use whatever he wants. Hey, I want to be with the family. I want to do this. And, boys, Stoney, I ain't been down like this in a while.
When you say, I get it, you and I just go back and forth, but no, I thought they'd manipulate age. How do you manipulate age?
The way they did last year.
I don't know what that means.
When they turned the defensive metrics from worst to first.
Okay, and you don't want to hear that the schedule was a clown show. I mean, it wasn't a clown show, but okay, great. Well, when did they trade for Butler?
They were 26-28.
Okay, so January?
2-6 under what? That's 52 games. They were two games under 500 when it happened.
Okay, so January or February?
Yeah.
All right, great. They won a lot of games in January, February, and March,
and took the world by storm.
Stop that! I think the league is on notice about the Warriors. Nobody's on notice about the Warriors.
Not now.
Stop thinking of them as this team from 2017.
No, but I'm telling you back to last April. You know, everybody was talking about could this team make a run with the chef and Jimmy looking as spry as all outdoors.
Right, now, that was last year. Yeah,
and I hung on to it.
Why? Let's go to Mike in Oakland real quick. Yeah. Joe Buck on the other side. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, you guys. I haven't talked to you guys in a while. It's good to hear you guys.
Yeah, great back at you, Mike.
Oh, sweet.
Listen here, man. The Warriors haven't exhausted everything yet.
Oh.
Okay. If they stop committing the turnovers, and as soon as the ball is released on the defensive end, find the closest man to you to box out. If that ball don't fall on the floor for us to get, that means we're not boxing out. But if it falls on the floor, nobody's there to get it but us because we're boxing out, that means all of us can get it. So the thing about it is they're not playing. Steve Kerr is not good at creating defense, he never has been, in my personal opinion. I really believe that if they get those two things together, the box out, as soon as the ball's released, find somebody to box out, closest man to you. Just don't allow them, they're just running free to the basket. And they're getting 2 and 3, 4 extra shots.
Yeah.
That's where they're losing the game, man. That's where they're losing. They got to stop that. And stop turning the damn ball over. Act like it's your baby, you're protecting.
Thank you, buddy. That's Mike.
They got out-rebounded Friday, and I saw every one of them, Stoney. So did you as you watched the game by 20. 52-32. Just like you could miss against the Warriors, and you can get a second shot. You might get a third.
All right, coming up on the other side, we talked to Joe Buck earlier today. We're going to replay that interview, talk about the Carolina Panthers versus the San Francisco 49ers. But first, what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And it's a Monster Monday presented by Merit America. Visit them at meritamerica.org/super. Segment also sponsored by Bay Area Fast Track.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site.
Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member-only doorbusters and midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.